traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Coming up
on Money Beats Financial Food Fight, we are going to talk about Fed policy, ECB policy, right now.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to the Food Fight. Paul Vigna here with my boss, Stephen Grosser, with Chuck Jaffe from Market Watch on the phone up in Beantown. And Jeff Rogo, what do you do these days? What is your? I see you flitting around the office, my friend. Well, what is it you do these days?
That's where I'm going to go with. I'm the money and investing fly. That's as far as I'm going to go.
That's as far as you're going to go.
Yeah, if I gave more, it's like Bond. If I gave more information,
it's all the public information you'll get.
That's right.
All right, let's get right into the food fight. A lot happened this week. Let's try to unpack it. We had the jobs report this morning. What was it? 211,000 jobs, a little over expectations. Look, didn't really alter anything that you didn't probably think before 8:30. The much more interesting thing was what happened yesterday with the ECB and Mario Draghi, what he did do, what he didn't do, what that means for the market, what that means for the Fed. I think, look, everyone thinks he underdelivered. They were expected to do a much bigger stimulus package than they did do. The problem for that, I think, is in the relation to Fed policy, and that the markets were expecting the ECB to really pick up the mantle that the Fed wants to drop, which is the easy money mantle. And now we're in some kind of nebulous state where, unless I kid ourselves, everyone's around zero or in negative rates. I mean, everyone's very accommodative. But when you're talking about an economy that has gotten $8 trillion of central bank money since the financial crisis, they are expecting a lot out of these central banks. Are they really delivering? Anyone jump in?
Well, look, I love to have the market.
Thank you, fly on the wall.
You're welcome. I'd love to have the market conversation about the bifurcation of central banks and how the Fed's doing, you know, maybe raising rates on the 16th and how the ECB needs to provide stimulus. And I'm used to disappointment. My life has all been disappointment. And so, like,
get out of here. He's doing that on purpose, folks, because he's a Patriots fan.
Yeah,
he's,
fair enough.
He's trolling me.
So the thing, though, is Europe's economy stinks.
Yes.
And that,
yes,
and then let's not forget, I mean, investing in stocks, investing in the market is how is your economy? How are you expecting companies to perform? And they needed to do more because their economy is doing terrible. And no matter what happens about the different relationships of central banks around the world, there's nothing more than that to me. And they needed to do more because their economy across the entire region blows.
Yeah, okay. Chuck?
Well, there's very little doubt of that. But, I mean, what you're really looking at is this idea that we've come to some measure of ginormous forces and you know, it's immovable objects and everything else. I mean, we're at a spot where you can have plenty of people telling you, hey, we should see the market correct. There should be something that's going down. But when you have so much cash on the sidelines, when you have no place for it to go to earn money, and when you still have the U.S. central bank being at least as accommodative as everybody else, you're not going to find many people who are going to put their money someplace else. They're still going to come to what they consider to be the best market. And as long as that's there, then a lot of things wind up being sort of held up by, hey, look at how much cash is there and everything else. So I'm not sure that I hate to think that, like, wow, this time it's different or anything else. I just think that this time we've got sort of bigger forces working at odds against each other, and it's going to take a lot longer till we wind up sort of seeing that work out and then get any strong direction.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, this week has been very up and down for U.S. equities, up sharply on Friday, was down yesterday. But let's not kid ourselves. On Thursday, the Dow and the S&P fell back into the red on the year, meaning that they've really gone nowhere. European equities, as bad as the economy is over there, European equities have had a very good year.
And they've outperformed largely because the ECB launched its stimulus
right
in, you know, the spring. I mean, you saw – I mean, U.S. equities coming into the year, everyone expected them to be the one that outperformed because the U.S. economy was, well, not great, was stronger than everyone else. But that didn't happen. Japan and Europe outperformed because that's where the QE was. Mm-hmm. And the QE had, you know, was no longer in the U.S.
Right, but they also had the currency basis. If you're in the United States and you're trying to invest in Europe, the dollar's been surging through the roof. So it hasn't been a difficult trade, at least in one regard.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.